Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome back to the show. Great to be here. And a lot of stuff to talk about. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. And as always, like I said, thank you for joining us. And we'll try to make it pithy, to quote Bill O'Reilly. Speaking of which, haven't heard from that guy in a while. Darren's laughing. A lot of crazy changeover going in the world, right? There always is. A lot of change. But, you know, these are unprecedented times. My wife and I were laughing about this the other night. Not to pick on anybody, but just two little aspects, right? If somebody would have said to you 20 years ago, look, in 2018, Bruce Jenner is going to be a woman and Donald Trump is going to be president, you'd have laughed him out of the room, right? It just a wild world. Bill O'Reilly's off the air. Anyway, that's a little side note there. It's amazing to me, the turnover. And then, you know, what I do, we're sitting here looking at these crazy markets and economies and all this. It's a strange world out there. So as always, we're going to start with the market update. Give us an idea of what's happening. You know, we're not trying to time markets. We're not trying to get in and out of things, but I think it's important to know what's going on and new developments that may or may not have occurred and things to look out for. And as always, to analyze the risk. And we've got we're going to talk about that in our client question of the day. And we've talked about it before, but want to talk about that. I was at a client meeting, a listener to the show called in, had a meeting, and incidentally, they're becoming a client. But he said to me something that kind of struck me, which was, why are you guys always talking about risk? And he said, I don't hear you talking about upside potential a lot. And I said, really? Well, we do. And he goes, yeah, but I thought you'd talk about specific things. And I said, well, I can't give recommendations on the air, A, because of, you know, our good friends at the SEC. And I don't want to get in hot water and everybody's recommendations, right? I mean, I don't have special recommendations. We have things in areas that we like to be right now and ways that we want to be positioned, but it doesn't guarantee they're right. Right? We have good calls. We have not so good calls like everybody else. There is no secret sauce out there, right? There is no perfect money manager. Interestingly enough, as a side note, when you look at the greatest investors of all time, the best percentages, the best winning percentages for picking stocks that work out over the long run is 60%. The very best pickers, right? The very best investors have about a 60% hit rate. So when you're out there and you want to apply, you know, whether it's Motley Fool or, and I'm not denigrating any of these places. I think there's guy people, I think Motley Fool does a good job. But just be aware, there is no secret sauce. Nobody's got some special way. You see these advertisements on the internet. Oh, look at here. These people have made 10,000%. And I think the most of you know, just, yeah, you know, it's advertising, it's clickbait, whatever. But just so you know that, there is no secret sauce. Nobody's got a special, you know, way to do things. But anyway, to get back to what we were talking about with the listener, he said, you know, why do you talk about risk so much? And I said, well, because I don't think it gets talked about enough. When we're planning for retirement, there's lots of ways to generate returns. There's good ways, there's bad ways, and some of that is just opinion, right? That being said, if we're using the market to generate, you know, whether it's through the fixed indexed annuities that we talk about, and the dirtiest word in investing. Matter of fact, I just had an annuity discussion with Steve Tytler, Best Mortgage, a guy that we rely on a lot that's great in the reverse mortgage world and the guy you can trust. But we were having a discussion about annuities out there in the foyer before we came in here to the studio to record. And we, you know my thoughts on that. Dirtiest word in investing. There's a lot of misconceptions about annuities, and the type that we use are very different. But regardless, whether you're using the market in the form of one of these annuities or whether you're using it through mutual funds or ETFs or stocks or whatever, if you're doing it correctly and you're in a diversified portfolio, you're going to get the growth over the long run. So what should we be focused on the most? We should be focused on the risks, right? Because the risks are oftentimes the biggest differentiator in our investment returns. And it's just math. And we've talked about it on the show before, but go home and play with the numbers. One of the biggest differentiators in terms of long-term returns, you know, over a 10-year period of time, do we average 10% a year or do we average 6? The biggest differentiator is often the loss years, the down years. You know, all these advisors out there talking about the market returns 11% a year. Go ask them what it did over the last 20 years. You're at about 6.2. Why? Because of the drawdowns in 1999, 2000. And then again, 2008, 2009. On the flip side, if you limited those drawdowns, if you avoided some of that loss, in those years where the market was down 35, 40%, if you were down 10 to 15, you didn't have to make as much as the market. You didn't have to be invested nearly as aggressively to actually outperform the stock market overall. Matter of fact, there are fixed indexed annuities that have averaged 7.5% over the last 10 years. That have actually outperformed the market. Do we expect that to hold? No. Over the long run, stocks will make more, but you don't retire over the long run. You don't retire over the long run. You don't retire over 100 years. You typically retire over 25. So you're dealing with a shorter time span. And the goal is that the money is there when you need it. You can't take a 5-year break in the middle of retirement and wait for your assets to bounce back. It doesn't work like that because you can't take a break from your cost of living. Right? So the risk side of it and managing the risk, we hear risk and we think, oh, bad. Ooh, focus on risks. You're being negative. No, no. If we protect the risks, if we limit and mitigate the risks properly when planning for retirement, we let it ride. We have fun. Take our trips to Europe. While we're on the trip to Europe, market's down 30%. It doesn't affect you. We're not happy about it. You didn't make as much money or you went down a little bit. But the point is that you're insulated from life-changing life-changing drops. You don't have to cut your vacation short. You don't have to go to the $50 dinner as opposed to the $200 dinner. You don't have to downgrade from business class to coach on your way back, right? It's all about managing the risk. And I think in the investment space, that doesn't get talked about nearly enough. And to be honest, guys, we're going to get to the market update, but this is just something we've talked a lot about, but I don't think, evidently not enough. If we're talking about how to save the most for retirement from the ages of 25 to 60 or more like early 50s, right? What's the answer? It should be 100% stocks all the time. One of the biggest reasons for that is if you're constantly contributing to your 401k and the market drops 50%, it's not fun to look at your statement and see that you've quote unquote lost 50%, but you're still contributing. So money is flowing in. The other side of it is money's typically flowing in at a higher rate, meaning that if that happens when you're 45 and you've already got, let's say, $500,000 in your 401k, you're making more money typically at 45 than you were at 30. So the money that you're pouring in is buying these stocks at lower and lower prices. And it can actually, big stock market drops can actually be beneficial to you. But when you're within 5 to 7 years of retirement, the game changes because you don't have the time to bounce back. And like we've said on this show 100 times, the number one reason why retirement accounts fail, it's not the loss. It's not the drop. It's the fact that the drop occurs and we have to keep spending money, which means now we're selling stocks that are down 40 and 50% as opposed to buying them. And when we sell them, we realize those losses and they become permanent. And like we always say, right, if the market drops 50%, your cost of living doesn't drop 50% at the same time. And that's really why retirement accounts fail. So anyway, that was a side note. Let's get into the market. Really, really odd action on a lot of reasons. We've got the S&P sitting right around 2750. It's been hovering in that area for about 2 weeks now. Dow Jones up and forth, you know, back and forth, going up above 25,000, dipping below it. Today, as I record this show, Dow sitting at 24,96, just shy of that $25,000 mark. NASDAQ is run. NASDAQ has actually gone back above its all-time highs. S&P and Dow are sitting there somewhere between 4 and 5% off the all-time highs still. But just odd action. I think the market's trying to figure out what's going on. I think the other thing is that this expensive market condition that we've been talking about, we see signs that people are starting to realize it. Now, as a caveat, markets do not just collapse all of a sudden because stocks get too expensive, right? There are usually other catalysts involved. So again, we're not bunker, you know, divers. We're not sitting there with our tinfoil hats on saying everything's going to collapse. I think, though, what we've seen is you've seen what we call multiple expansion in a lot of these high-flying stocks like the NVIDIAs of the world or the Netflix of the world. I'm not making any stock recommendations. If you own them, I'm not telling you to sell them. What I am telling you, though, and something that we need to pay attention to, is the fact that not only have those stocks gone up, but they've actually gotten more expensive. And if you look at Netflix, and I'm using that as an example, there's a lot of other stocks just like it, that even though the stock's gone up a lot, their revenue has gone up a lot. Earnings, they're still burning cash, but the revenue's gone up a lot. And the valuation on the stock has been pretty consistent over the last 4 years. Right? They've just kept hitting their numbers. And so the price of the stock's gone up, but it's really been in relation to the revenue growth. What we've seen over the last 6 months, though, is all of a sudden that valuation on Netflix has jumped, you know, somewhere between 20 and 30%. And that's a change. And usually it's a change you want to watch out for, because when a company is at $140 billion valuation, and it's, you know, we're talking about a company like Netflix, they're trading at almost 13 times sales. Okay. When the valuation is getting richer on a company that's that large, that's already valued that highly, it usually shows you, typically it intimates that there's going to be some type of slowdown in that stock. That valuation's not just going to keep exploding higher, right? It's kind of what we refer to as a blow off top. And you know, if you're, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, tech specifically, but we need to walk. We talked about it last week and when we discussed rebalancing, but we need to be very aware of what's happening in the tech sector, and you need to be aware of your exposure to it. So we'll talk about that in the next segment coming up about tech stocks specifically, but we continue to watch oil. Again, not a lot of signs. This market is just chopping back and forth. So, you know, surprisingly, there's just not that much to discuss. We continue to keep an eye on rates. Rates are continuing to tick up. That's going to be something to pay attention to when you're looking at, you know, the amount of debt that we've got out there. Rising rates is going to be a headwind. But inflation continues to tick up as well. So we got to run, take our first break, but that's it. You know, keep an eye on the markets. Like I said, there's just not a lot to report. Kind of odd couple weeks here. So anyway, got a lot coming up on the show. We're going to get into the tech discussion specifically. I think there's some great stuff there because, you know, first we're going to ask, how much tech do you have? And what I'm willing to bet a lot of money on is you have a lot more than you think you do. We'll explain coming up. Anyway, stick with us through the break. Got a great show planned for you. As always, if you want to discuss these matters with us, if you want to get our book, Common Sense Investing, for free, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or you can go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. Contact us through there. You don't have to meet with us. You don't have to sit down and have a meeting with us. You can just call us. We can do a free risk review over the phone. Usually takes 15 minutes. We'll walk you through what we're doing and how it's different. Anyway, got to take a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried about running out of money in retirement or being a burden on family members due to an extended healthcare situation? Hey, it's Story Monson. I want you to go see Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. He's the host of Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I want you to see Brian because 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long term care situation during our retirement years. And if you're not prepared, it can mean watching everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high costs, family members off. And pay a price because they're forced to put their lives on hold, but you can protect yourself and your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about the new options available at Brian's next long-term care planning class. You'll learn about the newest options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. It's free. It's coming up April 7th. Brian will even give you a copy of his book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Sign up today. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you're just joining, if this financial discussion about markets and investing is so compelling, which I hope it is, but if you want to hear more of what we're talking about, remember, you can always go to our podcast page, hear our discussions. And look, if there are any hardcore market people out there listening to this or market, you know, that really pay attention to the markets, really like investing, even if you do it on your own, even if you're not interested in listening to, or, you know, working with somebody like us, maybe you're accomplished, maybe you've done this in your past, you know, done this same kind of job and you don't need somebody like us, that's fine. You should still go to the iTunes page, though, and listen to some of the interviews we've had. We've had some really, a lot of these guys have been gracious enough to come on the show, but Mark Yusko, CEO of Morgan Creek Capital, manages about $4 billion. Raul Paul, look him up. He's the founder of Real Vision TV. He used to be the head of hedge funds for Goldman Sachs. He's been on the show. Kevin Muir, who was just on Macro Voices podcast, which is really big in the industry and runs a fund up in Toronto. He's been on the show. We've had great guests, Luke Grohman, who speaks all over the world about the dollar, one of the preeminent experts. Just not to listen to me, go listen to what these guys have to say. And one of the reasons we bring these guys on is because we want to try to not prove that we're right, but add some validity and give some background to it is, you know, why are we saying the things that we are? Why are we focused on the things that we're focused on? And we want to give you guys some insight to that. So anyway, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, access our podcast page, and just flip through there. Look at some of the interviews we got up there. Oh, also Danielle DiMartino Booth, who used to work at the Dallas Fed, wrote the book Fed Up, which is a great read, by the way. But yeah, some big names. And like I said, they've been kind and gracious enough to come on and share some time with us. And speaking of which, we got to get Kevin Muir back on here. He's going to be back on to talk about some new developments and some really interesting pieces he's put out. And but anyway, we want to get into it and want to talk about tech. All right. A lot of the investors I sit down with are heavy tech, rightfully so. Tech has been rocking. I'm sure that's no surprise to most of you. But we're seeing some really interesting things. And like I said, if you listened to the show last week, we talked about this a little bit in our rebalancing part of the program. So we're not just going to regurgitate that again, but coming at it from a little bit different angle. How much tech do you own? And hopefully it's been a lot up until this point, right? Because it's by far been the most outperforming sector. But there are some really interesting signs. So in the first part of 2018, there has been a lot of money flowing into stocks, right? Money coming off the proverbial sidelines flowing into stocks. We get fund flow reports every single week about how much money is flowing into ETFs, how much money is flowing into mutual funds. And it's something you want to pay attention to because I think it's something that a lot of investors don't really understand. They see the price of a stock going up or down and they think that something's happened or something's changed. When you see the price of a stock going up and down, what it means is that there are more people that want to buy the stock than people that want to sell it. So the people that sell it are able to sell it at higher prices. One of the biggest influencers in that, or one of the biggest influential factors in that, is just fund flows, right? How much money is going into these funds and how much money wants to buy stocks. So it's something that we want to pay attention to. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. A stock could rally 100% and nothing happens. Just all of a sudden, for whatever reason, more people want to buy the stock. Remember, the stock market is a voting mechanism. It's not a valuation mechanism. Now, over the long term, the voting tends to reflect the valuation. But for short periods of time, those things can have huge breaks, right? Think about 2007. Was the stock market 63% overvalued in 2007? Probably not, right? But within the next year, it dropped 63% from top to bottom. But the impression changed, right? The conditions changed. Was all of a sudden a company like, you know, I don't know, Microsoft or IBM, was it worth 60 or 70% less? No. But the impression changed, the environment changed, and more importantly, the flow of funds changed. You had all these people that need to liquidate assets or do what we call forced selling to cover other bets, specifically in real estate or collateralized debt obligations or mortgage-backed securities. And they had to, you know, the good had to get sold right along with the bad. The reason we bring that up is getting back to this tech discussion. I think it's important to note that in the first part of 2018, there have been a record amount of inflows of new money into stock funds. But the number one sector that's received the most has been tech. $3.9 billion have flown into tech-related assets or tech-related investment vehicles in the first part of 2018. Now, that's an important number, because we have seen that amount of inflow in tech before. We just haven't seen it in 18 years. The last time that much money was flowing into tech at the beginning of a year was 2000. Now, I think that's important to bring up because most of us know that 2000 was the beginning of the tech bubble bursting. And then the NASDAQ consequently dropped 83% over the next 18 to 24 months or so. So not predicting that's going to happen again, but these are things that we want to pay attention to. Another interesting data point came out, which was also hasn't been seen since 2000, which is that the total valuation of the NASDAQ index right now is currently worth 25% of GNP. Or for the home gamers out there, gross national product, slightly different than GDP. I don't want to get into it. Takes a while to explain the differences. You can look it up, but you know, you can basically think of those two as interchangeable. But that is the largest amount that the NASDAQ or tech-related stocks have made up of the entire size of our economy, again, since 2000. Okay, so this goes into, now you might be sitting there going, well, that's a good thing that I invest in the S&P 500 ETFs or a large cap mutual fund or whatever, because I'm not tech heavy. Not so fast. If you have an S&P 500 ETF, you are the most overweight in tech that you've been since 2000. Why? Because tech makes up a bigger portion of the S&P 500 index than it has since 2000. Mutual fund weightings are the exact same. So this is where diversification really comes into play. Do you want to dump it? Do you want to panic? Am I saying the NASDAQ's going to collapse again? No, but it could, and look, it will be. It's a matter of time. But if you're really heavy into tech right now, it's been great. It's been booming. But you're at stretched maximum valuations on all different levels, especially as it relates to tech. What does that mean? Diversification. You don't need to panic. Just make sure you're not overexposed. And if you don't know how to assess that, give us a call or talk to somebody else. Because, and this goes back to what we did actually talk about last week, is rebalance. And you have to rebalance. When you look at how much this market's run in the last 9 years, if you haven't gone through and done a really good portfolio review and rebalance and make sure you're not too heavy in these certain sectors, you need to do it. Because it just means that you're taking unneeded risk, right? You're too concentrated. We never want to do that, especially in retirement or when we're preparing for retirement. So anyway, in order to do that, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We can assess that right over the phone. Just give me your positions in your portfolio and I'll tell you exactly where they're at and how we'd have you positioned and how we'd have you rebalance. And if you like what we have to say, you can set up a meeting. If you don't, which happens sometimes, say, all right, thanks for calling. Hope you keep listening to the show. See you later. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You can also go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. And if you just want to feel it out, ask for our free booklet, Common Sense Investing. And we'll get that out to you. So anyway, got to take a quick break again. We'll be right back. Want to discuss more risk management and different ways to execute risk management and some of the most important risks that most people aren't paying attention to when planning for retirement. So stick with us. Thanks for being here. Got a great couple segments coming up left. A lot of show to go. But stick with us through the break. Got to take that quick break right now. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And here we go again, picking right up where we left off. As always, if you want to hear the remainder of the show, you can go to our iTunes page at knowyourriskradio.com. We got a link on there, and you can hear the rest of this show, as well as usually takes a couple days for us to get them up. But you can hear the rest of this show, the beginning of this show, and every other interview and show that we've done. What do we got, Darren? Are we like 300 segments now or something like that? He's giving us the info here.
You'll hit 300 today.
Wow. Seems like we just started. Amazing. Anyway, but yeah, that's where you can hit it. If you want to listen to me, I guarantee you nobody in my house goes to listen to my wife said the other night, honey, I don't need to hear you talk anymore. So I get that too. Hopefully you don't feel the same way. But anyway, wanted to get right into this about risk management in this segment. And we're actually planning a class with Brian Ott of 525 Advisors. And for those of you that don't know, long-term care is legitimate. Long-term care is an issue that I don't think gets discussed enough. I know for a fact it gets left out of retirement planning all the time. And I'll explain to you why. But if you want to know where you can go to listen to the straight deal, I'll tell you where I get it from. I'll tell you where we send our clients. We have no association with Brian Ott financially. We have no incentive. We actually have a disincentive financially to send our clients to him, because that means that income or assets that they're using for long-term care insurance isn't going to be managed by us. The reason why we do it is A, it's a moral obligation as a fiduciary to, you know, protect our clients from both the known and the unknown, and do the best we can to mitigate risk. The other side of it has to do with Brian directly. There are a lot of places out where you can buy long-term care insurance. There are a lot of people out there that currently think they have long-term care insurance. Chances are they don't. Maybe they've got a long-term care insurance rider on a life insurance policy. It's not the same thing. And I learned that lesson the hard way. not the hard way. We didn't have any calamities or anything like that. But there were things that I thought would provide protection for clients, and I was misinformed. And Brian educated me. And when I say that he knows this stuff like nobody else, I can't emphasize that enough, because there are so many laws and there's so many different ways to set up these long-term care plans. And there are some people that don't need it. There are some people that do. I would say more people need it than not. And I would say that more people need it than think they need it. So, and it's a crucial risk, especially as people are living longer. And don't ignore it. Don't panic about it. It's not as big a deal as you think. Just take action and give Brian a call. Or you can listen to his show on, it's 7 a.m. on Saturdays on 97.3 Cairo, long-term care radio. Or you can go to his website at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to be doing a class together. I just spoke with Brian the other day. We were talking about some of the clients that I'd sent his way. And we're going to be, you know, doing a class together, because it ties right into what we talk about, which is risk management, right? We got to prepare for the things that we know are going to happen and the biggest risks to our money, right? I've seen it firsthand. Clients that have done a great job saving for retirement. I'm talking $1 million, $1.5 million. And, you know, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but you see bad things happen. Like people get early onset dementia in their early 60s, right? And now all of a sudden, even though they've done a great job planning for retirement, they're burning their assets down at $80,000 to $90,000 a year. On top of living expenses. That's just the long-term care aspect of it. So it's something that we need to pay attention to. And I don't want to scare anybody, right? This is not to try to scare you into action. I have got no financial incentive. But if you're going to go anywhere for long-term care, go to Brian Ott. He just knows it like nobody else. And we can sell it. I'm actually licensed to sell it. We don't, because I focus on finance. I do not believe in being a jack of all trades, master of none. I believe in sending our clients to the best place possible. And if you're shopping for a place, you should listen to a guy like me, and I'll tell you why. As a fiduciary, when I refer things out to other people, like Brian, it's nothing but risk to me. There is no financial incentive. Like I said, there's a financial disincentive. And unfortunately, a lot of advisors don't advocate looking into long-term care insurance, because that's less money they're going to manage. It's just the ugly truth of it. I'm not saying all. I'm saying some. I've seen it. But you can trust what he says. We do. At Bulwark, we do. He's the only guy we work with. So check it out. Anyway, we'll get into the rest of it, but risk management as a whole, and this ties into the client question of the week. Why do we talk about risk so much? Why do we focus on it? Why is the name of our show KnowYourRiskRadio.com? And it's because everybody, one of the biggest misconceptions out there, is A, what does risk mean? Because risk works both ways. It can be our friend. It can be our enemy. It should always be our friend if we're positioned correctly. And clients look at me all the time and their mind is blown, because they think that they've just got to go on this wild ride. And I look at them, we go through all the financials, go through the income plan, look at all this stuff. And I look at them and I say, look, as long as your portfolio doesn't take a 34% hit or worse, you're fine. You know, the vast majority of the chances are that you're going to be fine. And then they go, there's no way to make sure that happens. And I go, yes, there is. There's all kinds of ways to insure against that kind of loss, while still getting good upside return, while still having money in stocks. And I've told this story on the show before. I was sitting down with a client and he was talking to us in another firm. And he said, oh, yeah, those Bulwark guys, they're just an annuity shop. They just want to sell you an annuity. And I started dying laughing. And he said, why are you laughing? And I said, because that couldn't be further from the truth. The main part of our business is managing money, right, in stocks, right? And he goes, well, why are they saying you're an annuity shop? And I said, because we advocate these annuities, very specific kind. Remember, fixed indexed annuities that have no expense fees, no upfront costs. And don't have any guaranteed income aspect. They just go up with the market, right? So it's a different kind. And so he said, why are they saying that about you? And I said, well, because we advocate our clients replacing bonds with those. And he said, well, why do you do that? And this gentleman just happened to have 60% bonds in his portfolio. He was really risk averse. He had plenty of money. He didn't need to take a lot of risk. And I just walked him through it. I said, if you had this same portfolio, we just did the numbers. I said, if you had this same portfolio, if you were 40% stock, 60% in one of these fixed indexed annuities, this particular gentleman would have lowered his cost by 60%. And the balance of his account over the previous 4 years would have been 35% higher than it currently was, just by swapping out the bond portion of his portfolio into a fixed index annuity. And the reason he had 60% of his money in bonds is because he didn't want to lose. But bonds can go down, which he had actually seen. His bond portfolio had lost 4.5% over the last year and a half. And I said, so the number one reason is security, right? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, you're losing money. And he goes, yeah, but not a lot. And I said, well, would you like to be guaranteed against no losses? And he said, well, of course. And I said, would you like to make on average 2.5 to 3 times as much interest off that money than you currently do? And I said, you just got to have an open mind. Just look at the data. I go, it's right here. You might be allergic to the word annuity. Now, you don't, you're talking about the old kind of annuity, but this is why we do what we do. And that's really what risk management is. It's not making sure that there's no downside risk. The vast majority of people out there should not have a no-risk portfolio. They might think they should. They might think that they don't want to take any risk, but they shouldn't. Why? Because risk can be our friend. It just, it matters how much we're taking, and does it suit where we're at? Does it suit our long-term goals? If you're 35 or 40 years old, you should be embracing risk. You should be pumping as much money as you can into stocks as you know as possible. If you're 60, if you're 55, if you're 5 years or 6 years out from retirement, this is when you need to start managing it, because the risks matter, unless you're okay with retirement being delayed 5 to 7 years. And look, we're not talking about crazy stuff. We've seen it happen multiple times over the last 20 years. People have to go back to work. People in retirement have to go back to work, be greeters at Walmart, right? We've seen people delay retirements for a decade. And they said it was because the market dropped and I lost all my money. No, that... And I'm not trying to be, you know, insensitive to that. But the core reason why that took place was because your risks weren't properly managed. Right? If a catastrophic loss makes the difference between you being able to retire when you want to and brings in the possibility of you having to get another job in retirement, which who wants to do that? Then mitigate that risk. Make sure that that risk can't play out. And one of the great advantages about this marketplace right now is so many people can do that. They can guard against that risk and actually increase their upside, because the vast majority of advisors out there are still using bonds as a way to offset portfolio risk. And doing that is more expensive than it's ever been. You're paying somebody 1% to manage your bond portfolio that's making 1.5 to 2, and if making anything at all, because rates are going up and bonds are losing money. And I can't pound the table on this enough. I know I've talked about it on the show before. But again, it's just risk management. And that ties right into what Brian's talking about. If we properly manage and take care of the risks, then the money that we're actually managing, or we're in the, you know, that's in the stock market, if we're really been to big gains and keeping up, and who isn't, right? But we can be more aggressive on the other side of things, because we've got a net below us. We've got a safety valve. We've got a guarantee. We know that these things are taken care of and planned for. And I know for a fact there's a lot of people out there listening to this radio show that goes, you know, that makes sense. I need to look into that. And it just seems like another process. And you're like, oh, you know, whatever. And just go on. Don't. Just give us a call. It's so much easier than you think it is. Brian's the same way. We do all the work for you. You don't even have to process stuff. You don't have to do... Clients are always like, oh, that's all I got to do? And I'm like, yeah, it's not that hard. They're like, I thought a 401k rollover was a big process. No, we do it all for you, and it's not that big a deal. Right? But it just, give us a call. Or call Brian. But just plan for it. Even if you don't think you have enough money, plan for it. Because I can guarantee you, if you're worried that you don't have enough money, the best thing you can do is plan. Right? Take action. Don't let life happen to you. So anyway, and if you want to do that, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Maybe you just want some information about it. Maybe you just want to peer into it. Get our Common Sense Investing booklet or call Brian or go to 525longtermcare.com. Now, I don't want to mix you up, okay? So if you want to get a hold of us, you call 866-779-RISK, and we can do the portfolio reviews online, take about 15 minutes, or not online, excuse me, on the phone. But then you can also look at what we're doing online at knowyourriskradio.com, and you can set up an appointment with us or schedule a phone call and just get some information. We're not going to, you know, just because you call us doesn't loop you into some sales process where someone's going to be twisting your arm and calling you all the time. I can promise you that. But I just, again, I'd encourage you to take action and then also embrace the idea of risk, meaning that if we plan for it correctly, risk is your friend. Wouldn't you like to be on a vacation in Europe and find out that the market's throwing a tantrum and it's down 30% and you sit there and go, doesn't bother us. We plan for it, right? No big deal. Same thing with long-term care. Anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the client question of the week. We've danced around it a little bit, but we're going to get more into that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the flip side of risk. We've talked a lot about risks. I want to talk about the flip side of risk. So stick with us. As always, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. Stick with us through the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried about running out of money in retirement or being a burden on family members due to an extended healthcare situation? Hey, it's Story Monson. I want you to go see Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. He's the host of Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I want you to see Brian because 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long term care situation during our retirement years. And if you're not prepared, it can mean watching everything you've worked hard for get whittled down by the high costs, family members often pay a price because they're forced to put their lives on hold, but you can protect yourself and your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about the new options available at Brian's next long-term care planning class. You'll learn about the newest options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. It's free. It's coming up April 7th. Brian will even give you a copy of his book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Sign up today. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Know Your Risk Radio. And the client question of the week, and I teased this earlier, but was, man, you guys just always talk about risk all the time. Why don't you talk about opportunity? And we had a discussion, which I outlined earlier in the show. But I said to the guy, I go, you know, kind of like a Chicken Little thing, like, oh, the world's falling apart. And he goes, yeah. And he was joking. He was nice about it. Obviously, he wanted to sit down and talk to us. But in all fairness, it got me thinking about something, which was, and we've talked about this again. We've talked about it before. We've pretty much talked about everything at this point, 300 different segments. But there is a flip side to risk, right? And one of the things that I talk to our clients about all the time is where we're currently at. And if you've listened to the show before, or if you're paying attention to markets and finances, we are in rarefied air, all right? This is the most expensive stock market in the history of stock markets. The only metric, there's price to sales, there's market capitalization versus GNP, there's, like I said, market capitalization to GDP, excuse me. There is there's probably about 10 to 12 different valuation metrics you can look at. Now, the one valuation metric that isn't at record highs, so it's the one that everybody talks about, is PE, right? Price to earnings. And even with that, you've got to be careful because a lot of people go, well, the PE ratio is at 18. That's not that high. Well, that's forward PE, right? And like I've said on the show many times, forward PE is what you look at or the number you quote when you're trying to sell somebody a stock. True PE, meaning price to earnings, the earnings that have happened over the previous four quarters, that's the number you look at when you're buying a stock, right? I'm going to pay a price based on what it's done, not what you think it's going to do. So the current PE on the S&P is right around 26, 25 and change. Forward PE is like 18.5, I want to say. Now, those are both really high. Long-term average for PE is 16, 15.8. Forward PE is, I think, somewhere around 13. So those are historically extremely high. They've been higher before. But PE is the only metric that's not at record highs. Price to sales, market capitalization, price to debt, all these different things. When you add them all up, we're like in the 96th, 97th percentile of highly valued markets of all time. The only two periods that are comparable are 99, 2000, and 1929. Even 2008 was much cheaper in terms of stock prices than today. Now, we've talked about that a lot. Know Your Risk Radio. We've addressed this. Here's the flip side. If that's the setup, why do we still own stocks? Well, the risk that nobody ever focuses on enough is the risk of inflation. And we've talked about it on the show before too. But one of the biggest ways to hedge against the risk of inflation is to own stocks. And if you don't believe me, go look at Venezuela. Now, that's an extreme example, but their stock market's gone through the roof. Now, has it kept up with the pace of inflation? No. But it's been better than sitting in cash. So this segment is really about all the people out there sitting in cash, because I see them all the time. Massive amounts in cash or bonds or CDs. Do not feel comforted by that. For the last 30 years, really 40, currency stabilization in this country has not been a problem for a really long time. Going back to the 70s, and even in that, it wasn't a hyperinflationary environment like you see in Venezuela or, you know, times Zimbabwe is another one. But everybody, when we think about risk, people think about prices falling. When you have a Federal Reserve that is basically created $4 trillion or $3.8 trillion out of thin air in the last 9 years, record low interest rates that are artificially low, every central bank around the world, including the PBOC, People's Bank of China, the BOJ, Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, SNB, Swiss National Bank, when you have these central banks intervening in markets and buying up assets in an effort to influence And directly, they don't make any bones about it. They're trying to drive up asset prices in order to create wealth, you know, wealth creation, push prices higher so people make more money. What is that? That's inflation, right? It is possible. Now, I'm a big believer in the whole this time it isn't different because it never is. But these conditions have never been here before. And if you think sitting in cash or in CDs or in, God forbid, bonds is going to keep you safe, you're losing money right now. You're just losing it slowly. Okay? You need to readjust. And you may not like hearing this. You may sit there and go, Zach, what are you talking about? I've heard you for a year say how expensive stocks are. They are. Right? But they should be a part of your long-term plan. If you would have told me 3 years ago the markets would be where they were today, I didn't think there was any way. We didn't sell all our stocks. We didn't run and hide. But remember, stocks are valued in currency, right? And so regardless of what the underlying reality is, if more currency is constantly being created, it has to go somewhere. And even though U.S. stocks are really inflated in terms of price, record prices, we want to limit our exposure. We want to make sure it fits into our long-term goals. We want to make sure that it reaches and, you know, fits our risk management program that we're running. We don't want too much, but you need some. It's a protector against inflation. If you're a big gold fan out there, gold's another diversifying asset that we like to put in people's portfolios. Not a ton. And if you're a big gold believer, you know, 2011 to present day should have taught you something, which is gold something that you should have in your portfolio ideally as a diversifying factor? Yeah. You know, most of our clients have 5 to 7% exposure to gold one way or another. Okay. But there is going to be no one secret thing or one asset class that's going to get you through it. And I'll tell you why. My grandfather had a saying that I've adopted from him, which is just because something is inevitable doesn't mean it's imminent. Do I think gold will be higher in 10 years from now? Yeah, I do. I think it'll be significantly higher. How much? Who knows? Right? Does that mean we park all clients' assets in there? No. Because what if gold goes down for the next 8 years and then goes absolutely parabolic the last two of that 10-year cycle, right? You got to live on your money between now and then, especially when you're in retirement. It does you no good if you've got to live on an asset or an asset class that is down 30 or 40% for the next 8 years because you hung in there for the last two where it all popped. That's where the diversification part starts, right? That's where it comes in to help manage that risk. And whether you like it or not, stocks are a part of that. But the one guaranteed loser, guys, is sitting in cash, CDs, or bonds right now. Okay? Rates are going higher, and if they don't, if they don't go meaningfully higher, congratulations, you're still making less than the inflation rate on your assets. Right? Again, it's management. It's risk management. That's why the most wealthy people in the world adhere to the Ray Dalio portfolio. 25% stocks, 25% cash, 25% treasuries, and 25% precious metals / commodities. Now, that's probably not suitable for you because, you know, me and most of my clients aren't ultra wealthy, but we should at least look at that. Right? Why are they doing that? Because they can afford to lose? No. If you look at the long-term setup, that's a much safer scenario than owning bonds and cash or CDs and cash. It may not feel comfortable, but it is. And the data bears it out. So anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick with us. As always, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Set up a free review. You can also get our free booklet, Common Sense Investing, where we talk about taking the risk out of retirement. And we talk about our alternative to bonds and cash, the safe part of our portfolio that we're using that happens to be cost-free and is making about 2.5 to 3 times as much as the typical bond portfolio. But yeah, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We'll get that book out to you. If you want to go hear more of the segments that we've recorded or hear the rest of this show, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com. Anyway, stick with us for our final segment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. I have just been informed. We got a groundbreaking event here. My producer just told me this is the 300th segment. And I made a joke about, for today, we should change our name to Sparta Capital, right? The movie, The 300. That was, didn't go over well. Not a lot of laughs. Darren, I thought he was going to give me the courtesy laugh. It didn't happen. But if you want to hear some scintillating radio, You want to hear the 299 other segments, go to knowyourriskradio.com. And if you want to see the upgraded version of the website and our website at bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com, we've got whole new, we just had a technological makeover, and it's going to be high tech, which makes me nervous, right? Trevor, who many of you have called into the show, you've talked to Trevor. He's in studio with me today. He's laughing because the big joke around the office is that the guy that's supposed to be running things barely knows how to turn on his computer. That's me. So, you know, take what I say about tech stocks, I guess, with a grain of salt. I know the stock side of it, but I've never been a big fan. But I am using Outlook and bookings and all this stuff on my phone now, and I've turned into a real phone pro. I don't know. I'm too young for this information age thing to pass me, but somehow it did. My wife jokes about me being the oldest 36-year-old alive. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And I've switched things up a little bit for the final segment, and we're going to do the client question of the week, and I teased it, but I just was flipping through my notes in the break and went, I'd rather talk about this one because this is one to be important. This really comes into play for a lot of you people out there that are picking your own stocks and managing your own money, okay? New client of ours, I was actually with him yesterday, had a great time at his house, ended up staying there for 5.5 hours or something like that. But anyway, he's just joining us. He got was a radio show listener, and he's getting ready for retirement, and he chose us to help him and partner with him in that effort. But he brought up something, and he talked about WorldCom. And I don't know if you guys remember the WorldCom story, but WorldCom, this was right in the early 2000s. This was the big telecom company, and I believe they bought up, was it Sprint? I'm forgetting a little bit. Bernie Ebbers was the CEO. They were launched by Citibank. Big story. Ended up, there's fraudulent aspects to it, bad accounting, and WorldCom went bust. And he told me a story about how he bought WorldCom stock, but he bought it in a disciplined manner. He was being a value investor, and the stock got down to $6, and that's when he bought it. And obviously, it went to zero, right? And I said, I started laughing, and I said, I'm not mocking you at all. I know your pain. But it really crystallized something for me, and something that I've dealt with a lot is just because something goes down doesn't mean it's worth more, right? That's a tricky thing about stocks. If a stock falls from $100 to six and you buy it at six, guess how much money you can lose? 100% of your investment, right? So when we're analyzing stocks, we're looking at stocks. You need to be thorough. And if you're a home gamer, pretty much any stock you've bought over the last 5 years, with some exceptions, but it's gone up. Don't let that make you overconfident, okay? And if you want advice on this, call somebody like us. If you're not doing at least an hour a week's worth of research on a stock, you shouldn't own it. And hold yourself to that. I can't tell you, we probably put 10 to 14 hours of work with multiple people. So total, probably 30 hours of work, I bet if you average it out, before we purchase a stock. And I think a lot of people, and why is that? Because you're buying a company. Don't think about it like stock. That's what gets people in trouble. Think about it like buying a company and how much due diligence you would spend if you were going to, time you'd spend looking at this stuff if you were going to buy something for $100 million. Anyway, that's client question of the week. We got to run. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can get a hold of us for a free risk review or a meeting, or just to get our free booklet. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to the website and listen to all 300 segments. Do it. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Anyway, and you can go to that website at knowyourriskradio.com. Other than that, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully the Hawks sign some good free agents. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.